With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Anti-Israel, pro-Hamas protesters marching through Chinatown tonight with flares, reportedly on their way to NYPD headquarters. This follows the NYPD making arrest and breaking up a pro-Hamas demonstration at New York University in Manhattan earlier tonight. And among those arrested in the violent demonstration, dozens of NYU faculty members. Police in riot gear had to use pepper spray to control the crowd. New York Times reports some protesters refused to cooperate, so police zip-tied their hands and loaded them onto buses. Protesters then followed buses, attempted to block intersections. Video on social media of the protest at several schools showed crowds yelling violent chants. An American flag was removed from a flagpole while the pro-Hamas crowd cheered. Monday marked the beginning of Passover, a major Jewish holiday. Meanwhile, in California, pro-Hamas protesters have barricaded themselves inside a building at Cal Poly. Police and riot gear now on the scene, trying to break through the wall of desks and chairs the protesters placed in front of the doors. Earlier today, New York Governor Kathy Hochul urged protesters at Columbia University to listen and try to understand one another.
I've never seen a level of protest that is so person-to-person. It is so visceral. And I'm not calling on everyone. People need to find their humanity. Have the conversations, talk to each other, understand different points of view, because that's what college students should be doing.
Retired Rear Admiral Mark Montgomery says either Israel or the U.S. may eventually be forced to destroy Iran's nuclear facilities.
I think the Israelis believe they can still do it. I think the United States is not 100% sure whether Israel can do it, but we're 100% sure we could do it if we had to. And we've always kind of hoped that this was a joint decision, because the result will involve both our forces afterwards.
He was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Some lawmen are taking on one of the nation's big banks.
There have been growing reports that Bank of America has been closing the accounts of Christian ministries with very little explanation. Some conservative organizations have suffered the same fate. Now a group of 15 Republican attorneys general has sent a letter to the bank asking questions about why it is closing the accounts. A spokesman for Bank of America tells the Christian Post that religion has nothing to do with its decisions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida school districts will soon have the option of allowing volunteer chaplains in as student counselors. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill letting school districts establish chaplain programs as of July 1st. Only requirements for a chaplain to take part would be to pass a background check and have their name and religious affiliation listed on the school website. Students would need parental permission to work with the clergy. This is SRN News. Wall Street started the week with upward momentum in a big way.
Stocks gained ground on Wall Street Monday and clawed back some of their losses from last week. The S&P 500 rose 0.9%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.7%, and the Nasdaq jumped 1.1%. The gains were widespread and most stocks rose. Technology stocks led the way as yields stabilized in the bond market. Bank stocks were also strong, following better profits than expected from Truist Financial and others. They helped offset a drop for Tesla, which announced more cuts to prices over the weekend. Tesla is one of roughly 150 companies in the S&P 500 set to report its earnings this week. Damian Troisi, New York.
Supermarket chains Kroger and Albertsons say they'll sell more of their stores in an effort to ease federal government concerns about their proposed merger. Clothing store Express has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, plans to close 100 stores nationwide. More at SRNnews.com.